The members of the Kodiak Island Borough Assembly got an update on the high school renovation and construction project Thursday night. Matt Gandell from the borough's project office first walked the assembly through what has already been completed.
The completed areas include paving of the Upper Mill Bay parking lot, renovation of the gym, the basement locker rooms, weight and cardio rooms, new boiler plant, the new four-story tower, the parking lot between the high school and the borough building, and widening and paving of a portion of Egan Way.
He then went on to the phases of the project that are coming up.
Underway right now is Phase 6. Phase 6 is referred to as Area B, and it's what you see driving by on Reznov. It's where the new cafeteria, culinary arts classrooms, and staff offices, as well as special needs classrooms, will be in that area. And that's scheduled to be complete by October 1st of this year. Phase 8 is the new main entry and parking lot. The first part of that phase is the demolition of the eastern half of the Learning Center building out here. And once that's gone, they'll start working on that main parking lot entry. And that's scheduled to be done before school starts, so pretty much the end of August of this year. Phase 7 is the vocational education wing, which includes the auto shop, construction, design, welding, natural resources. That's most of the green area, and that is supposed to start when school ends and be complete by the end of the summer, so those classrooms are ready when school starts in the fall.
He also updated the assembly on the number of change orders requested by the contractors during the project. But first, Borough Manager Bud Cassidy had a few words of explanation for the assembly members, saying change orders are routine, but the project office tries to keep them to a minimum.
A perfect example of this is the asbestos issue that we ran into just last meeting. I think the effort of the project's office is geared to really keep change orders to a minimum. But as I said, not everything is known, and because of that, we have actually a contingency reserve line item in the project budget that you'll see that runs anywhere from 5 to 10% of the overall project budget. In places where we do new construction, we really shoot for that lower range of the 5 to 10. But of course, when you do things like rehabilitation work and you're digging in the ground or digging in the walls, you just never know what you'll run into, and that generally is at the higher range. But I think you hear tonight that we're really much lower than that 5 to 10% of the contingency.
Gandell said contractors have submitted 316 change orders so far with a potential cost of $1.6 million.
Out of those 316, 19 were not approved, which eliminated about $543,000, which was a potential add to the project cost, or the construction cost, excuse me. Another 90 of those changes were reduced during the review process, saving about $202,000. So out of the $1.6 million that's been submitted, we've approved $863,132 in change orders.
Assemblyman Larry Ledoux questioned Gandell about add-ons if the project comes in under budget.
I understand when the project was approved, there were some alternatives, that projects that could be taken care of if there was extra money. Can some of the money be used for those, and are they evaluating those now as a possibility? I know you can't spend the money now because of what might happen, but are we actually looking at some of those projects, and is there going to be a process where the assembly will look at those at the end of the project to make decisions on the priorities of them?
Yeah, we've been holding off looking at those because obviously we wanted to get to a point where we're comfortable saying, okay, we have some extra money. We haven't talked about an actual how that process would work, but I think we're getting close to the time where we need to begin evaluating those things.
Gandell said the borough shouldn't hold off on requesting the add-ons for too long because the price would go up once the contractors have packed up later this year. He said he'll provide Ledoux and the other assembly members a copy of what those alternatives might be for their perusal.